Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Gilliam moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Marshall. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gilliam moves to third. 2 outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Roger Craig now pitching. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Craig hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon strikes out. 1 out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herb Noren batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wills strikes out. There goes Roseboro. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Roger Craig. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a line drive into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snider. Banks reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Noren is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noren moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noren tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapulski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapulski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Altman bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. 1 out. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Anderson. Moon moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker is 0-for-3 in the game. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Noren is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Morin reaches second base with a double. Noren goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a line drive to right field. Rapolski throws towards first. Larker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Larker. Morin moves to third. Dark moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. Dark tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Rip Rapolski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rapolski is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rapolski moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Rapolski scores. Roseboro moves to third. It's 11-3, Cubs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Art Fowler. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roseboro tags and scores. 1 out. It's 11-4, Cubs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-7, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo pinch hits for Duke Snider. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ron Fairley now playing center field. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers 7. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-4 in the game. Larker hits a pop-up towards third. That will be extra bases. Dark picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Dark. Larker moves to third. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker scores. It's 11-8, Cubs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.